Anyhow, just my heart through the year, the Krishna conception of Godhead, the Chaitanya conception of Godhead. They are of such layer, such high level, and with fine taste, that has touched my heart and burned all other prospects there, captured wholly, do or die. I must get that, or I do not want anything, I want to die. To finish my existence, but if to maintain my existence, I want to live only in that sort of holy atmosphere, whatever is little extended to me, through any media or agency. This should be our attitude about this. Gaur Hari Bol. Today is the birthday, Advent day of Gadadhar Pandit. This is Amavasya, on a new moon, dark night. Mahaprabhu came in the full moon, and he drawn the hood from Gadadhar Pandit, made him quite empty. He had to come in a black night. In his case, he took the full moon. Krishna was in the middle, Ashtami. Radharani was in the middle, but when both combined, went to capture the full moon. And Gadadhar Pandit, for his, only the blackest night to come down here. Injustice. He tolerated such injustice, his whole life was such, the ignored life. The whole wealth drawn from his heart, Radharani. Everything drawn by Krishna to enhance his lila with all that to combine. And the real owner now, he is treated like a bankrupt. He is bankrupt in his own wealth. That is the body. And he passed also in Amavasya, in the dark new moon, Gadadhar Pandit. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur also adopted that. And the Prabhupada says, Gadadhar din dhari paiyacho gaura hari. Prabhupada saw, have marked something common, Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Gadadhar Pandit. And they passed on the same day, Gadadhar din dhari paiyacho gaura hari. The day of disappearance is congruent with that of Gadadhara. In this connection, you got the grace of Sri Gauranga. You are a favorite of him. In this way, Prabhupada. And another bless. Adagal Gaura Krishna Yaji. This Navadvip Dham, the eternal pastimes is always going on. Sometimes underground, always underground, sometimes on the surface. Prabhupada looking in this way. He always Nitya Lila underground, underground to us. Where we are awake, that we call the surface, over the surface. And we are absent in the deep, another stage of consciousness that is underground to us. Sadakal Gaura Krishna Yagi Prakat Hoya. Now suddenly they have come over the surface. Gadadhar Pandit and Swarup Damodar. Both. And Swarup Damodar came as Gaur Kishore, and Gadadhar Pandit came as Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Harakal Gaur. ଶ୍ରୀ ଗୌର ଇଚ୍ଛା ଏ ଦୁଇ ମହିମା ଚୁତ ମୁଇଁ ଅପ୍ରାକୃତ ପାରିଷଦ କଥା ପ୍ରକଟ ହୋଇଯା ଦେବେ ଭରି କରି ଗୌର ଦେବେ ଅପ୍ରକାଶ୍ୟ କଥା ଯଥା କଥା ଦିସ୍ ଇଜ୍ ନଟ୍ ଟୁ ବି ୱିଥ୍ ଇନ୍ ଏକ୍ସପ୍ରେସନ୍ ଟୁ ଏନି ଆଣ୍ଡ ଏଭ୍ରି ପ୍ଲେସ୍ ଦିସ୍ ଇଜ୍ ମୋଷ୍ଟ କନ୍ସିଲ୍ଡ ଟ୍ରୁଥ୍ ନଟ୍ ଟୁ ଏକ୍ସପ୍ରେସ୍ ଏନିହ୍ୱେର୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଏଭ୍ରିହ୍ୱେର୍ ଦିସ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଦି ଫ୍ୟାକ୍ଟ ଦେ ଆର୍ ଅଲ୍ୱେଜ୍ ହିୟର୍ continuing their own function or take participation in the Leela of Gauranga, sometimes underground, sometimes overground. But it is difficult to recognize them. I suddenly found Sarup Damodar as Gaur Kishore and Gadadhar Pandit as Bhakti Mahasaya. They most graciously gave me that sort of pity. I could see in them these two parshada, the eternal companion of Bhakti Gauranga. I found them. As Prabhupada has mentioned in his introduction to Chaitanya Charitamrita, in this, or conclusion somewhere, perhaps in the conclusion of the Anubhashya of Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is written there. The nature of eternity and the infinite, maybe anything and everything. We are child of the limited side, we are child of the limited aspect of the world. Many things impossible to us. We are accustomed to think that everything is impossible. Only what I have got in my little experience, that is possible, and the other things are all impossible. We are trained to think like that. But if we think about infinite, it would be just the opposite. Anything and everything may be possible. Bad or good, that is also of infinite character. And the transcendent world, the goodness also have, sweetness also have no end. And the different gradation in that. In this we have to make advance, progress, so that thought comes. Pratyakha, parakha, aparakha, adhukshaja and aprakita. These five layers of knowledge. Pratyakha, where we are awake now. Parakha, we also consider others' sense experience to be a part of our knowledge. Aparakha, which is independent of all our experience world, and where we faint, that is, in samadhi, we can't feed our no environment but our personal consciousness in slumber, deep slumber. Only personal consciousness without any conception of the environment, their position. And then, by the grace of the higher world, when they take us in there, then we wonderfully have some sort of experience of the transcendental world. By their grace, by their mercy, not as a matter of right. Then that is in the highest state of prakita, very similar to this world of my limited experience, but it holds the highest position of existence and sweetness and in every way. Harmony. And ecstasy in all beauty. That has been given to us. And if we have got Shraddha, living every Shraddhadharman Parityajya Mamekam Saranam Bhaja. I am in my home. I am in such a position. All of that. This is all mundane, nothing. Come to me, I shall feed you amply. You want to be able to taste so sweetness is there in unlimited unlimited way. So I can say very easily, give up everything you have got. What you have got? Nothing. In your experience, the wealth you have got, janma mrityu jara vyadhi, it will go, pass, it will leave you, it will disappoint you next moment. So nothing you have got. So give up the mania. For the attraction for the environment you are in the midst of at present, and come, jump, to come me desperately, and I shall give you shelter, and you will be compensated amply. And this the call of Bhagavad Gita. In Krishna, Mahaprabhu says, I give up everything, take the name of the Lord and prepare yourself to go to home. You are not created for this trifling, for this mean, dishonorable life. Your home is there. If you like, you can come there. While you are in the midst of the cremation ground, save yourself. Save yourself from the cremation ground and try to have your inner fulfillment and worth of your existence. Yeah. In this way. Sridhara Maharaj has got no faith in experiment, in the empirical experiment system. That very system of that very path has been abhorrently rejected. Tanno, 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 neti, 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 the method, the method of searching in the empirical method, that has been rejected on principle. Why? That is, then one can understand what is the meaning of the revealed truth. Infinite should come to finite. Finite cannot search after infinite. Well, is that method necessary to invite infinite to come and not to understand infinite by any intellectual or empirical or ascending method? Sauta Siddhanta, Sauta Pantha has been accepted. The method that the truth can reveal. Nāyamātmā pravatinena lobho no medhaya bābhavu nāsude jame vaiṣa vṛñute tena lobho. This principle should be understood. One who can understand this principle properly, he will reject that experiment, method of experiment, and make progress towards. This is inductive process. We have no faith in that. only Jame Vaisha Brinuti Te Nalabha. Whomever he will come to make him known to, he will know him, none else. In one place one can know, another cannot know. And when he wills to know how to whom, he will know in that way. Malla nama sani ninang naravara, srinang saru mustima, in this way. In one place, people will know him in a variegated way, as he will them to be known. Without a blind man can see him by his will only. Dhritarashtra wanted, for the time being, remove my blindness. No, your physical blindness is not necessary to be removed. I say, you see me, you will be able to see me. And that was done. Without removing blindness, Dhritarashtra, only by his order, could see him. What does it mean? Everything is the effect of his will, all subjective cause. And no importance of any objective representation to the senses. Objective representation is only valid in the case of physical senses. But the whole thing, transcendental truth, is coming from up to down. You see me in this way, Arjun saw him in that way. Arjun, you saw me in this way, I am so and so. Arjun saw that. Only the subject is being controlled by the higher subject, and the experience comes from that. Especially higher experience of the conscious world, super conscious world, especially. It can never come by any other way, what to speak of this material thing. Material thing has been used by the tantric, the Shaiva section, and that is only with this idea. Evam janan kriya yoga sadhi samsiti hitari tai bhatma vinasaya kalpanti kalpita pari. In the midst of many exciting temptations, if we practice God consciousness, we may pass the examination in that way. In the midst of fear, in the Sasam, Tantra, Tantric. Tantric, they go to the cremation ground and take his seat on the chest of a dead body and they make that javam. In the case of fear and fighting with the tendency of fear within and defeating it, I am going practicing my meditation or something. So many tests to do some practices with the company of a beautiful young girl. Young girl generally attracts, but in spite of her attraction, if I can stand going on in my japa or meditation, I make some progress. This is the process that has been accepted by those. However, there is temptation. In the midst of that temptation, as a challenge to that temptation, I am going on with this. But this is also some sort of inductive process. But the Absolute is quite free. He does not care for anything. So only his sweet will can give him to us. How to attract his sweet will? That has been told that only by surrender. By surrender to him, we can attract his attention and his grace, his sympathy, so that he will come to me, he will express himself in me out of his sweet will. But his sweet will is the cause to get him. And how to attract his sweet will, that is the problem. That has been told that only by surrender, only by humiliation, only by prayer, very acute and very piteous prayer. I am so poor, so needy, and I want your grace. In this way, my prayer to draw his attention towards us. This is bhakti. And no other process can force him to come to me. Then that will be greater God. As Hegel says, if anything can create God, then he is higher God. God must have his full independence in him. Nothing can give him, and everything for him. These two criteria we should keep in mind. Everything for him. So unless one comes in that standard to accept that everything for his lila, I am to Marjorie in his lila. He won't be moved, but I have to be moved in certain way that I can be harmonized with him. Then I can get him. I have his connection. Otherwise dislocated. And nothing outside can give him to me. His devotees, devotees means his own. Same thing. Bhakta sangyataya bhakta. And bhakti has been told it is eternal. It is not created. It cannot be given by anybody. But bhakti is there. And who are already in bhakti, they can by his order, they can extend it. This is the nature. Nothing can produce bhakti. Bhakti is eternal. Bhakti is self-sufficient. And the bhakti can give bhakti, and nothing else can give bhakti. Devotion, Papa. Bhakta sangyataya. Ahituki apatihata. Bhakti has no cause. There's something will come and advertise, I can create bhakti. No, it is causeless, it is eternal and irresistible when it will come in his own way. It comes in his own way and that can never be resisted by any other power in the world. The God's function, bhakti, seva, it is simultaneously existing and similar with God, his particular potency. Without bhakti, there cannot be any God. Without service, without devotion, dedication, there cannot be any God. If God exists, then dedication for his purpose, to fulfill his purpose, is there. Everything for himself. That means everything has got its function towards his satisfaction. That is bhakti, irresistible. It is independent, it is and it is irresistible, and none can give bhakti but bhakti. Only bhakti can give bhakti. And the bhakta, who are already immersed in bhakti, they can, as the agent of bhakti. So it is independent and all free, independent and self-asserting substance. Not any relative, not created, not dependent of any other thing. We are after such absolute, absolute. And in the scriptures also, it has been dealt like that by the acharyas previous, Vaishnava acharya. Other gods may be attempted or maybe gained by different methods. But the Absolute has got this particular process and means to attain Him, Saranagati, surrender to Him. Not that He will come to you, but you will have to go to Him fully. Surrender means that. You will accept Him fully. Then He will reveal you within you. You have to accept everything for Himself. You are also for Himself. No other alternative ambition you have got. Everything for Him, you are for Him, 100% when you accept, then you are taken in. Hare Krishna. And in the Acharya, especially those Acharya that we have come under to learn from them, they are also this opinion we find from their teachings in different places. So we can never accept a new thing which we ourselves can see with what little knowledge we have got, that nothing, if I take help from some other thing, then I minimize the Absolute to that extent. If I go to a second thing, than Him, then I thereby I minimize His position, undermine His position. That He is not Absolute. If He is Absolute, then the cause of attaining Him must be within Him, not outside. And whatever He accepts, that prasad. Prasad, we have to take prasad, that mentality will help, it is connecting Him. And whatever, if we offer meat to Narayana, it is redundant, because in the revealed scriptures He has already said that this is not the method. So also, the fish, the meat, the drinking this wine and other so many things that is ordinarily the objectionable, that not included in the list of the upakaran, of the objects that could be offered to Narayana. It is the Shastra is there mentioning. Only the empiricist, who are from outside, they are in the process of inquiry of the truth, it is in them this intoxication, this tantric wine drinking, this meat eating, and this girl enjoying, all these are in the empirical section, and not in the devotional section. Devotional section, as revealed truth has come down from the Acharya, they surrender to that, and they gradually try to go out. So you never can accept that, not in the Acharya, Vaishnava, and the Vaishnava scripture. Vaishnava saints and Vaishnava scripture has never allowed these things. This is all Mandvinivina Utpadaya Iva Kevalam Sruti Sriti Puranadi Pancharatra Vinivina Vaikantiki Bhare Bhakti Utpadaya Iva Kevalam. Generally we should consider the life and the character of the higher souls, the Guru and the Vaishnava of the upper section, in whose line at least we have accepted our goal, how their conduct, what is their practice and what is their writings, what is their speech, advice, all these things we have to consider. At least this sort of honesty should be expected within us, that we are followers of our Guru and the Guru Parampara, the recognized Vaishnavas. We must follow them. We must not supersede, submissive to our Guru and Vaishnava. That should be our conduct. This will be a sensible man will laugh at these suggestions. These suggestions and the modification in the line of pure devotional method. A laughing stock. A new invention. That's the outcome of the previous black samskar impulse acquired in the previous life. Otherwise it can never be explained. Purva samskar, purva duskriti. And as Bhavati Purvadehikam Japitriki Tatu Bhuyo, this runs after the soul from previous life, the tendency that was acquired there. Whenever that impulse will attack anybody, he will try his utmost to get out of that suggestion and that mental tendency. That is, a demon has come to attack me in the form of a particular impulse and new suggestion, crossing my previous acharya and insulting them in other words. But they have advised to reject, to be away from, and I am trying to introduce that very nuisance into the sampradaya. This is tamoshi. Sati, a pure mind, can follow what is the line of the truth. And in rajasi, there is doubt whether this is true or that is true. And tamasi, what is bad, to try to understand and give bent to others that this is the truth. What is not truth, to try utmost to establish that in the throne of truth, that is tamasi. And this intoxication, other things, need to be all tamasi. So sheer ignorance. Tamo means ignorance, mainly. A tamasic tendency, the ignorance. That's what Yamunacharya has remarked against his enemy. Pesam agyanameva aparadharate notu ayushmatang dosa. In a very affectionate tone, he's making remarks against the opposition party, that their ignorance is responsible. Let them live long. They have no crime, no offense. But their ignorance is is responsible for this remark or this this sort of understanding, ignorance. We are to blame and not the man who is ignorant. Tesam agyanam eva aparadhyate natu ayushmatang dosa. Let them live long, my affection give them. They have but no so much fault, but their ignorance is responsible for all their erroneous activities. Yamunacharya, the guru of Brahman, his expression, his remark is like that, against the Shankara school. Where is Sarvabhaum?
Ati Sanyasi. Sound?
Okay. So, no possibility of any support from such campaign from here. And the worst enemy of all such new suggestion and the movement and the creation and all these things. I like him, I had affection for him, for his simplicity and for his self-abnegation. But from where this cause has come in him, I shudder to think of it. That is my position. I want he may be washed, he may be purified of these filthy things as soon as possible by the grace of Mahaprabhu Nityananda. This is my attitude, present attitude towards him. As soon as he is absolved, purified from this poisonous, the filthy impulse, he will be saved. Let Nityananda save him. It can never be tenable under any circumstances, in any intensity of any type, or modified or whole self. Mahajano jena gata-sapanta. The simple way, our generous and higher producers, they have traced a particular path and we must try to go in that way and not to create another shortcut.
In the scripture says that in Kali Yuga, so many concocted process will come.
Maybe likely. What is Kali means Kalaha. Kalaha means quarrel. Quarrel means clash of many opinions and many interests. Kali. So many interests, many paths. Will come and they quarrel with one another. That is Kali. Kali means that separation is, they will have the greater field, a different opinion. Kali means difference in opinion. So in Kali, everyone will think himself a model. What I think I know that is the best. And they will come to quarrel. Quarrel in an extensive way means everyone thinks that he is perfect. He is the absolute. And whatever he understands, that must be the truth. This is Kali. So Kali Dushan Sri Rajanasti Sri Guruvan Guna. Take the shelter in the sound divine. Then also there is so many. Why Krishna, not Kali, not Jesus, not God? That is also the same thing we say. Everywhere, the doubt, understand. Krishna, the attraction, the affection. The affection, the attraction, that is our progress. The attraction, absolute attraction. That is love, love. Love is above all. And love must be divine, not this lazy love, or thin loving, or money loving, but God loving. Conception of God, God the love. God is love. We must try to love one another and to go to the land of love, divine. And to differentiate any other things from love proper. There is lust going on in the name of love here. We are 20 minutes from it. And this money loving, so many loving, love of fear, that must be eliminated and directed towards the unseen, the attractive, the center of love. Love means dedication. We try to understand the science of love. As much love, so much dedication for the cause. That is love. The criterion is of love is that. Dedication, self-sacrifice. Yajna sacrifice, that to be habituated to give something for others, just others' pleasure. That is yajna. Love is the highest and the purest and divine form of yajna. Yajna means to sacrifice. Dedication, as much dedication, to a partial representation cannot quite be partial. The dedication to the whole center, absolute, that is to be acquired. To be acquired. Dedication, spirit of dedication. Bhakti means bhajan, dedication. Dedication, and not temporary dedication by applying any medicine, forget one's own self. And to get an injection or a pill, and then I am unconscious. That is not dedication. And to have a dream of this and that thing in a sleeping state, that is also not dedication. Whole self-education, standing, awake, fully awake, we must march towards dedication. Dedication for the country, it is very famous and widely accepted. The one dedicated himself for the cause of his own country, patriotism. Patriotism is found, dedication is found in patriots, but that is all partial for fighting with another camp. So many killing, that is dedication. So dedication not extended selfishness, dedication for the whole center, all accommodating, absolute. That sort of dedication to be developed within us. It is already there.